Thanks. Here's my cover shot.
Would you please rise and join us in the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? You have an agenda. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I just want to announce that absentee voting has begun for the Danville School special election.
Haven't had enough voting for this season.
Yeah, had enough, but you know, we've got everything ready anyway for the absentee voting. So that started yesterday and it will continue until the day before the election. So and the last day that anybody can request an absentee ballot to be mailed is 11 days before the election. So. And that's all I have. And we're busy in the office, so that's all I have to announce.
Thanks, Terry. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. We're starting to do some of the cable runs and installs for the third floor port this week. So that's keeping us a little extra busy, but other than that, nothing new to report.
Okay. Let me skip over you, Cheryl.
No, that's fine. Skip away.
I think it's just, I think you're here for
you're right.
Agenda item.
Absolutely.
Sheriff Kevin Glendinning.
Things are going well at the Sheriff's Office. Nothing major to report. We also have an agenda item with the Danville Law Enforcement Agreement. But that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Quick update on the bridge, the Highway 99 bridge. The last substructure concrete pour will be today. They're going to pour the cap on the north pier. So that's good news. That's continuing the progress, and we'll just see where everything takes us from there. But they have done what they can do in between the more active weather we've obviously had lately. And that leads me into the active weather, I guess. It's the time of season where lately it seems like February and late January are far more active than the previous portions of winter. We've had this the last two or three years, I feel like. So we've been running a lot. Guys have been running a lot of overtime. And to be honest with you, if you live in Burlington, it's a completely different world when you go north. Or out west by Danville and get into the flats. We had guys out Sunday for a good portion of them in motor graders. And we're just, even with a little bit of snow, if the wind's blowing, it's blowing the snow back across. And you can drive through a gravel road that you just bladed on one day, and the next morning it could be partially full of snow again. And so I would also say patience is wearing out, but that better get a little better because we're settled in and this is the way it's going to be for what it looks like another, at least in the month of February from what I see in the weather system. So we'll keep moving, but I just had a conversation this morning and couldn't understand why the blade hadn't been back there. Well, he was there Sunday and he's just finished covering his territory this morning, and things have already blown back in. So it's just the nature of it right at the moment, and we're set up. If we get the right amount of snow and the right north wind, we're set up for a mess like we haven't seen probably since 07. I mean, I hope we don't get those dynamics because it's not enjoyable when you get to that. So I think things are going good. The guys have been working long hours, but it's as good as it can be. And we'll just keep on cranking. So credit to the guys. They have been working a lot of hours. And it gets real old doing the same thing over and over when you feel like you made progress and you look back about 8 hours or 12 hours later and feel like you weren't even there. So but that's all right. And if you guys get calls, Shane, I've had this conversation recently. You guys know this. Ask them if they called our office. It doesn't mean I'm going to say the same thing to you, as I'm going to say to somebody that calls if they talk to me or the office manager or whatever. But don't ever hesitate to have them call our office and at least give us a heads up. And that way, you know, maybe it's a spot we didn't realize we had a problem with. And that's why we have superintendents go take a look at things. And it doesn't mean it gets done immediately, but at least give us a heads up. Or we may say we're definitely aware of it and it's just going to take some time. So don't hesitate to pass those on.
I will say, Brian, the roads I was on this morning are good.
Good.
So.
Good. There's some that aren't, so I'm glad you found the good ones.
Well,
so.
They've been drifted before, you know, but they're,
yep,
they're good.
Well, we kind of, we got that kind of, what, inch or so, yeah, of the wettest, well, it was raining all day Saturday, so obviously it was a wet snow, and then overnight it kind of kicked ice on the gravel roads. It froze up and really made for a mess. We had, it was a really weird dynamic yesterday. It was the center of the road was icy. The guys are trying to grind, which takes a lot of down pressure and it takes some weight off your wheels. Makes it harder to steer and stuff, but the shoulders were really soft. Obviously, we got rain, a lot of rain that you don't want come February. And we had two blades. We had to have tow trucks come, and we sunk one on the edge of a ditch out of sight, and the other lost. Well, he was, again, grinding on ice and ended up too close to a steep side and shoulder gave and he slid off. And but you called and asked me about that. And so it was, you know, yesterday was a great example of just really weird conditions. Middle of the road's got frost. And you slip over on that side, you can be stuck and not feel like you should be stuck, even with
Postal man got stuck, apparently.
Yeah.
They're going to call you. They're going to have to pay for getting them out or something.
Yeah, no.
That's what Jillian said. So.
I understand. You get stuck out on a gravel road, it's going to be your baby. So that's the nature of it. But I feel bad. Bus drivers, postal people. I mean, we're getting to a point where it's like I said, just even with wind, no snow at all. If the wind switches from the north to the east, it switched Friday night. It switched to the southeast, and we had new drifts across paved roads that you would have never imagined. It just turns around and loses that snow again. So, either way, the guys are working, and it is winter driving. That's the way it's going to be. It's not going to get better, and it's going to get sloppier before it gets better also, because all this has to melt sometime. So we did have a few people ask us why we don't just shove our windrows into the ditch. They'd sure like to have more room on the gravel roads. We don't do that. I mean, if we get, you know, obviously we come along and get another 12-inch snowstorm with north wind, we're going to just have to shove everything wherever we can. But a lot of rock in those windrows, and we try to keep those on the edge of the road as long as we can. So
we've talked about this before. For $500 million, you could pave those roads.
I know. I'm still working on the funding. I'll let you know when I have that grant secured.
So, okay.
So anyway, again, credit to the guys. They've been working long hours, staring at the same snow over and over and over, and we'll keep it up.
Okay. Golf clap for the boys.
So thank you. Oh, and we do have a bid out, just so you guys are aware. The geode project, that bid is out. We won't take bids till the latter part of February. I'll let you guys, give you guys a reminder of that and stuff. And it will go out on the DOT site for advertisement sometime later this week. Thank you.
Rodney Buesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Some of the same, not as much as Brian, but we've been, guys have been busy with snow removal, trying to keep everything cleared off. They've done a really good job, so appreciate the guys doing such a good job. Colin said we're working with them on getting third floor visual project hopefully done this week. That's the plan, at least our part of it, done this week. So another company comes in next week, they'll be good to go. So just staying really busy, a lot of stuff to do. So, nothing new to report other than that.
Thanks, Rodney. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
First, want to give thanks to Rodney and his guys and for all of our snow removal. We've not had any issues getting in and out of our office, which has been nice. I can't always say the same for the Burlington Street in front of us, but sidewalks are always good. And thanks to he and Colin for all their work on our AV project. I think they're getting a firsthand dose of how frustrating it could be to work with the court system sometimes. I know they've been getting very frustrated, and I just kind of take it in stride because I'm used to it. But hopefully we'll be getting that project going this week and next week, and when jury trials start on the 16th. At least that's our first district court trial. So that's really what we're working on. We're also working on our staff search. Not a lot of interest thus far, which is kind of what I expected, but we're gonna try some different avenues. And I also want to say thanks to Brian for mentioning the big snowstorm we're going to get, so he's jinxed us. So at some point in February, we will get 12 inches of snow.
I wish I had that power.
No, I just have the feeling you just jinxed us.
We're going to find out what power you got here real soon.
Less and less every day.
Otherwise, yep, just keep it busy getting ready for trials.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Kudos to some of Brian's guys. For me personally, there's a really bad spot on Teal Road. It's a downhill on a curve, and at the bottom of it, there's a real narrow bridge. And that tends to get real icy. It's covered by tree canopy. And they've worked that thing over hard to get down into rocks so that, because that ice is built really bad. And so we'll just pass that along, Brian. I do appreciate that.
I'll pass that on. Thanks.
That's my path up to Big Hollow a lot of times, and that was pretty good. Pretty dicey when you get two cars coming at each other, and so having that really gouged down, and they must have it really work at that. For our department, we've got some events that are ongoing and coming up. Now that folks are getting kind of excited to get outside, although it is getting pretty cold again, we are hosting these owl prowl events, and thanks to the pandemic, we are limiting the capacity on those. Those have always been in the past a pretty popular event for us. We're limiting capacity due to the demand. We've actually added another event. Just this morning I got notice of that. And so for those folks that want to go out at night and listen for owls with our Nature Center staff, you can do that. Just check our website or our Facebook pages through Starscape and find out about those. We are also hosting a series of hikes in our various parks throughout the county through the winter and all the way into spring and summer. And so you can find that on our website and Facebook pages as well. Find out when we're doing those. We're kind of going at events a little bit different now, out of the pandemic, in that we're trying to do more get out and explore type events versus, you know, the one-on-one kind of close quarters, face-to-face, you know, real deep educational stuff. We're doing more of the hikes and the get outside and explore. We can stay distance, we can get out into a bunch of our different parks, and so that's kind of the approach we're taking for programming, at least for the foreseeable future. So we got a number of those on the calendar. With all this snow, we've had a lot of interest in, we do rent cross-country skis through our Nature Center. We have daily, weekly, and season rental rates. We generally will only rent them for the short terms, daily and weekly, when we have at least 4 inches of good snow on the ground. You need at least that to really do a lot of decent skiing, but we do throughout this winter do seasonal rentals, and a lot of folks have taken this up on those because not far north of here there's a lot more snow than what we've got, and so folks are getting skis from us and heading up. So there's that opportunity as well, and then we have our board meeting tomorrow. Pretty light agenda other than we will be awarding our new mowing contract. So that's it.
I noticed that a board member, Mr. Hansen, looks a little tired. Has he been taking advantage of that owl watching at night?
I go out at night.
That's all the farther I'll go with that one.
I thought maybe it's that cross country skiing you've been doing.
Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. I think things are working out well with one person running general assistance and veterans affairs in our building, Brooke Marland. The scheduling and everything, we wondered how all that would work, but it's working out well, so we're thankful for that. Otherwise, nothing new to report this week. Next week will be our governing board and CO meetings, so everything's going well, working hard.
Thanks, Ken. Doug Irvine, Correctional Center.
Good morning. Everything's going good at the jail. We have 86 this morning. Seven are awaiting to go to Oakdale. Three of those are leaving tomorrow. Although there are seven awaiting to go, that system's still working quite well, actually, with the state. Three or four are waiting to go to the residential facility. We still have 14 out of county, two adult wave juveniles down in Lee County Juvenile Detention Center. So everything's going good there. I'd like to thank Rodney. Our jail parking lot is always excellent as far as being plowed, and my wife would like to pass on the thanks to Brian for getting Irish Ridge done so she can get to work early in the morning. Other than that, everything's going great.
Did your wife leave a message for me?
I hope not.
Trust me.
I don't know.
Something to look at.
I just said, she was giving nice messages out. I thought maybe there might be.
Let me know if she does.
You don't have anything to worry about there, bro. Mr. Pogomiller, Public Health.
Good morning. I'd like to start off by thanking the sheriff's office. They had some vehicles they were no longer using, so they've given those to Public Health, so thank you. And thank you to Rodney and his team. We've got kind of a treacherous little hill there, and they've done a great job of keeping that free of ice, so thank you for that. We continue to be busy in Public Health with the pandemic. We have the current 7-day rolling rate is 7% with 87 cases. The 14-day percentage is 13% with 222 cases. Year-to-date, we've had 4,043 cases. Currently with the vaccines, we continue to get vaccines periodically from the state. Obviously, we're not getting them as quickly as we would like to. There's a limited quantity even at the state level, and so they're allocating those as they become available. At this point in time, there's been 2,806 county residents that have received the vaccine. And by provider, we have actually given 3,062. So obviously, we've got some people that live out of the county that received the vaccine. Today, we have a scheduling line set up where people can call in and put their name on the wait list for the vaccine. As soon as we get vaccine, we call people off that list. So we have moved, instead of giving that at our local health department, we're now using the auditorium. So I thank the city for allowing us to do that. And so that allows for better social distancing, and actually, as far as, you know, parking's a little bit easier there as well. So we've started doing that. We are working on phase 1B vaccines. It's people 65 and older, and so those are the folks that are calling our scheduling line. And we're also working on the first tier of that, which is law enforcement. And I think we've actually, everyone who's wanted it in law enforcement has been offered the vaccine and given the first. We're currently working with the schools to try to get those vaccines done as well. So we work on both, people 65 and older, as well as we continue to work on the different tiers in phase 1B. I'm sure all of you have probably heard that recently they did find the strain B117, which is the new strain of the COVID virus. It was detected in Iowa. They found two in Johnson County. One was an adult 18 to 40, and another one was an adult aged 41 to 60. And then there was another adult in Bremer County that was detected with that. They say, based on epidemiological and modeling data, researchers believe that the B117 strain can be spread more easily than our current SARS-CoV-2, and they believe that the COVID-19 vaccine will likely protect against the B117. Definitely encouraging people to continue using mitigation practices, because that is how we prevent the spread of this, because the B117 does spread a little more easily. So continue good hand washing, social distancing, staying home when you're sick, and wearing masks when you're unable to social distance. So really encourage people to do that. That's all I have.
Thank you, Krista. Is there anybody online?
I got three here so far. The first one I have is Jared Lassiter of Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Good morning. I don't have anything specific to go over, nothing on the agenda today. I do have a subdivision that was just submitted for review, so that should be ready in a couple of weeks. And apart from that, just keeping busy as always.
Thank you, Jared.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to be busy here in the treasurer's office. I have nothing new to report, though.
Thanks, Janelle.
Natalie Steffner with the Des Moines County Recorder's Office.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. So, yeah, just business as usual, also in the Recorder's Office. Last month, the Iowa Department of Public Health did go with a new portal. So we are 1 month into that, and of course, there's still quite a few bugs, so it's taking us a little bit longer to help each customer when we get those certificates issued for birth, death, and marriage records, but pretty confident that they'll get it figured out. They're pretty good to work with, so otherwise, yeah, just business as usual.
Thanks, Natalie.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay, correspondence.
I have a quick correspondence because we're about to go into getting down to the heavy duty on the budget, and a lot of you, this is your first time dealing with me, so I just figured I would give you just a quick introduction of who I am when it comes to taxes. So this will take about 30 seconds, but nothing's personal in the decisions that I make. It's nothing against any of you. I love you all. I think you're all great employees, but I personally feel like taxes are from Satan himself. And hear me. This is what I believe. Any system where somebody can pay off a house, then have somebody come back and take it from them because of taxes, or any system where somebody has a house and they fix it up, and then we charge them more because they're taking care of their stuff, I think that's demonic. That being said, that's the system in which we work, and those are the confines in which we work. But I'm not for raising taxes. I'm not for raising levies. So I just thought I'd bring that out. Now you guys know who you're dealing with. I'm the guy sitting over here. That's all I have for the response. Is that too strong?
Thank you,
Shane.
I don't have any correspondence. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $1,145,038.64.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
And I have those in the right order for you, Tom?
Oh, I'm going to take a minute.
Yeah. You don't know the truth. He forgot his glasses at home and he can't
see. Okay.
Okay, we have a payroll claims reimbursement. Did we call for a vote for that? We did, yes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we did that one.
I broke my train of thought. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $412.80.
Move to approve payroll claim reimbursements.
A second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. City of Danville law enforcement agreement for fiscal 21-22. This would be Sheriff Glenn Denning.
This is another agreement we're glad to have. We provide the law enforcement services, patrol, and investigations for the City of Danville. We reach a dollar amount based on the amount of patrol hours and how much time that the Sheriff's Office spends there. I think both the City of Danville and the Sheriff's Office are very happy with the agreement we have, so we're glad to move forward with it.
Okay. It's for $64,771.20 with monthly installments of $5,397.60 commencing on the first day of July 2020.
I noticed that it should say July 2021.
This 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Move to approve.
Second. I don't know what it does, but
Okay, I missed that.
I kind of penciled that in there, so bring it to your attention.
I've got 2021. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
They are keeping traffic down 20 miles an hour going down Main Street too, so that's a good deal.
Trying to keep them slowed down.
Yep. I still got one person that growls about it, but that's her problem.
We have appointment of a Flint River Township trustee. The Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I am requesting your approval for a 4-year term appointment expiring the December 31st, 2024 as Flint River trustee. Laverne Rudy Lucas, 13384 Highway 61, Burlington, Iowa.
That position has been open for a few years, so it's nice to have it filled now.
That we need to hurry up and approve it before it changes. I second that. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And thank you. Okay, we have a annual approval of tax suspensions pursuant to Iowa Code 427.9.
There's an email on the backside of that. DHS has reviewed those and they said everybody is still eligible.
Okay. The I don't think that goes with it.
Back down to the office.
This is people at the Department of Human Services have decided they are their property taxes are suspended until either that property tax until that property is sold or that individual is capable of paying those taxes, and DHS approves those that list of people. But it has to be renewed annually. I need a motion.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have the Compensation Board salary recommendations for fiscal 21. 22.
You know, after doing a lot of consideration on this, how hard our elected officials have been working during this pandemic and everything, and the compensation board, we're always cutting them down, I move to approve the compensation board's recommendation.
Second. I don't disagree with anything you said, except that I would probably go with the smaller number. But that said, Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Aye.
Tom Brokaw?
No.
Salary increases or line of credit requests.
No, I swear.
There's one at the very bottom that's a conservation's request for moving some revenue.
That's what you already just know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
that.
We're working on it, Cheryl.
That's fine.
You know, you work with other people, we're slow.
Okay. Before we start through this, we'll just usually do yes or no, and I'm sure we'll do that. Things haven't changed much for me. We're coming out of a pandemic, or well, we're in a pandemic. Hopefully, we're coming out of it. I'm gonna probably not in favor of most of the personnel changes, with the exception that we have to have attorneys. You can't have an attorney's office without attorneys. And some of the capital expenditures, we've done pretty well with the sheriff's office, and I would hate to see us get off that track, trying to keep that level there. And I know there's a number of things for IT that are licenses and that sort of thing that we can't change. Anyway, that being said, if you want to go ahead and start.
Just start at the top and
yeah,
work my way
yeah,
down.
Start to, well, I'll tell you what, I'm talking now. I would vote yes on the first one, two, three, four, five. The first five raising attorney salaries.
I'd vote yes on them too.
I'll be honest with you, that was one of the few I was yes on, even with the money for clothes. Got to get them in. Yeah. I don't know what else to do on that. They're buying clothes with their own.
Right on.
Right on. So, yeah, so. Anyway, go ahead, Cheryl.
So, the next one then. The top five are the first assistant and the four assistant attorneys. So uh-huh. Then the office administrator for the attorney is next.
I'm voting no on that.
Yep.
What's the next one?
Office administrator salary increase.
Okay.
And then the sheriff's office, they're requesting clerk two to clerk one position. It's a $1,095 increase.
I would vote no on that.
What did Shane vote on for the office administrator?
No.
No.
I voted yeah, no on that. But I was yes on all the lawyers.
So clerk two to clerk one, I got a no from Tom.
I'm gonna have to go no on that too.
No.
Conservation's environmental ed coordinator to a salary manager position. That's a $606 increase.
I'm still
no.
I was wrestling with that, but I'm going to go with the two gentlemen. I'll say no if you use that.
Conservation's wanting to fund two permanent part-time technicians out of Fund 27.
That's
the reserve fund.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's coming out of their reserve.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would vote yes for that, for both of those.
Okay.
Good. Yes. Sorry.
Local Health is asking for a disease investigator specialist contact tracer. That's a full-time position with benefits. Yes. Yes.
Nope. No, I'm a no. I said
yes.
No. It's a full-time.
Yes, it's full-time.
Position.
No.
Yes. I was answering your question.
He's asking for a network administrator. It's a full-time position, $60,000 a year.
I'm a no on that one. I'm a no.
not enjoying Sarah Collins down again, but no.
Jim, did you vote no on the last two?
Yeah.
Okay, on the capital expenditures, auditor's asking for ARCA search, preservation transfer. This is to preserve the transfer supervisor books, $35,000.
Yeah.
No. I don't think that's something we need to do this year.
You're the tiebreaker, Shane.
Can you, I was looking at some other things. Can you tell me what that is again, please?
That is the
digital imaging of the land transfer books and the board of supervisor books.
Can we come back to that? Because I'm trying to figure out these dollars as we go.
Sure. Shall we do the sheriff's vehicles all? Do you want to do them individually or do all four of them?
I'm okay with doing them all together.
Okay, so we got four Dodge Durango.
You guys
well,
okay with doing
three
them
all? Dodge Durangos and a Dodge Charger.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, I'm a no on that, but all right then.
Are you a no or yes?
Excuse me?
Are you saying no or yes?
I'm saying no, but I wasn't quite no all the way around, but I get it. They're on a schedule, so I see what these guys are doing.
Okay, and then the sheriff has 18 body cameras for $36,000.
Yes, on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Conservation use skid loader for $45,000.
No.
I'm new to you on that.
Is that the one you was trading the tractor in? You guys voted no on that? No.
Conservation, three-quarter to one-ton crew cab truck, $40,000.
No.
No. No on that.
IT sand storage array and backup refresh. It's $150,000. I'm not an IT person, but I think I sent you guys an email explaining some of these.
Yeah. You did. That's up.
Most of that stuff for IT is a needed thing with what you're doing up there at the court in the courtroom and monitoring and all your backup stuff.
I like the storage array is basically all the county's data.
The support ends in July and it has to be replaced, so yep. I'm a yes.
Yes.
No.
IT, the new RMS software, that's a joint project with the City of Burlington and the City of West Burlington. That's $30,000 for our portion.
Yes, I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tygel Eagle Recorder and Tyler Property Management. These are licenses for software that we're already using. So we can just use the line of credit to pay for those. That's $15,000 and
$49,000. Yes. Yes. And we're still stuck with them, but we have to have the licenses.
Yeah. So. You gotta have the license. You can't use the software. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So three yeses on that. The sand storage array, 5-year support and updates. If we do the 5-year contract, we save $15,000 over 5 years.
Yes.
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 Okay. Security camera, server, and storage, that's $20,000.
That's
That goes for the sheriff's department storage or stuff too?
No, that's just strictly the security cameras for like all the buildings.
Okay. Yes.
No.
And $10,000 for department switch upgrades. They're on a rotation where they try to replace 2 to 3 every year, so we don't get hit with a huge amount all at one time.
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Yep. And then conservation is asking to move $8,000 of revenue from the fourth pumping station to Fund 27, which is the reserve account.
No. No. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure on that one, so I'm just gonna side with expertise on that.
Can we go back to the auditor?
Auditor, yeah.
Shane, how did you vote on that last one?
On department switch upgrades?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, the move to portion.
Move the revenue.
No on that.
Okay.
So back to the auditor. I think we're just waiting on Shane.
Yes.
We've got a no vote from Tom, a yes vote from Jim.
I know, the only reason I'm voting no on it is because I don't think it has to be done this year. It's something that we're gonna wanna do. I think it'd be put off, but that's where my vote came from.
I was back and forth. I think I'll roll with you on that. If we can put it off and you feel comfortable about that, I'd much rather do that.
Okay. If we're comfortable with it, you know, we just have to let the auditor be comfortable with it.
You know, the two sits in front of her.
Okay, we have personnel actions. We have one personnel action for the county attorney, Don Callison, a 42-month step increase from $34,427.41 to $35,818.31.
Approved and approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have one personnel action for the Correctional Center. We have Sabrina Rana, part-time correctional officer resignation.
I move that we accept resignation.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have a personnel action from the VA. Administrator and GA coordinator. We have 7.5 hours unpaid time.
Would you approve?
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carey.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have reports. We have the Veterans Affairs report for January 2021 and the Dewey Buyer Trust annual report. Both of these reports will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review. Regular meeting from January 26th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Is there any other business? I have none. Future agenda items. Next Tuesday, we need to set the hearing, public hearing for that. What tells that?
Maximum levy.
The new form. Anyway, so we'll have to set levies and set the public hearing next week. Right?
Next week, you'll set the date for the public hearing.
Date for the public hearing, but you've got, it's got to go to the
paper,
so we'll have to have, we should be able to have levies set by then or be ready to go.
Okay.
Committee reports.
Did you want to do the evaluations next week or the following week?
What?
Did you want to do evaluations next week or the following week?
Let's do them next week. I hope that's okay with Colin.
Next week probably isn't good for me. I got that company coming in and we're going to finish.
I'll tell you what.
Do two of them next week?
Yeah, two of them and whatever. That's fine if you want to call in another week or something like that.
On the 12th or...
What's the next week's? It's 9th.
You want to do it 16th?
Call. Okay. Committee reports.
I think we all attended the conference board.
Yep.
And had the conference board meeting. Then I had a Sunday's on a regional planning meeting. It was quite interesting for me, so I don't have anything to report on outside of I'm learning.
I spent mine in the company of a sick child, so that's all I've got.
It was ending my concern. I'm glad to hear she's doing better.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Give her our regards.
I will do that. She was glad to hear that you guys were checking in on her, so she felt special.
Well, I'm afraid she wouldn't be around to take care of you if she was in the hospital.
Somebody's got to do it.
I attended the COBCO, the City County Health Insurance Board, and the board received a clean audit, and the claims are down, especially inpatient claims, and that was expected due to COVID-19. People weren't going to have a routine, you know, non-emergency things done. So anyway, so the premiums the county will pay to Rivers have gone down a little bit. The employees have gone up 1%, their share of the premium for this year. But all in all, it was a good report on the health insurance. We'll see how it reacts next year. And that's all I had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board or have a question, as we have limited seating, we've made it available to email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. While we're waiting for that, does anybody in the room have any comments for that? Getting bored, Brian, you want to go?
I'm not speaking up.
You see your shadow this morning?
No, but I heard the groundhog did.
Punxsutawney Phil.
So.
Anybody watch the movie yet? Groundhog Day?
Plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic. It seems like I've seen it over and over and over and over.
It always turns out the same.
Yeah, sunny and cheer, singing in the morning. That's not a good sign. I'll tell you, one time I was out of town on vacation and I woke up and that was the song on the alarm clock. I'm like, telling my kids, are you hearing this? Do you hear this?
question you've got, Bob?
For now.
For now.
He'll email me later.
Asking how to spell something.
Yeah.
What? But you got another news. You got two reporters here.
Yep.
Watch out.
Is that all your job?
Well, he doesn't have an office either.
Two minutes is a long time when you're sitting around waiting.
When you stare at the clock.
Yeah.
If we'd have done this next week, we could have talked about the Super Bowl.
True.
Yeah. There you go.
The old guy against the young guy.
Nope. With an I, we're adjourned.
Okay.
We are adjourned.